Just a reminder, we're the order of service is matins on page 32 this morning. And I meant to put that on the bulletin board, but didn't quite get it. We open with hymn number 566.
Sorry, my page 32 is missing.
Oh.
Right. O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
O come, let us worship the Lord.
O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God, and the great King of all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He is his, and he made it, and his hands formed on dry land. O come, let us worship and admire him. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
We sing hymn 569.
Joy of my soul to thee. keeps us with his hand. In golden peace what offers us from our dear native land. O Lord of this and all our soul, the heart, the other blessed, thou keepest watch before
responsibly Psalm 104 on page 146. Psalm 104, page 146. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment.
Who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain.
Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters.
Who maketh the clouds his chariot. Who walketh upon the wings of the wind.
Who maketh his angels spirits.
His ministers a flaming fire.
Who laid the foundations of the earth.
That it should not be removed forever.
Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment.
The waters stood above the mountains.
At thy rebuke they fled.
At the voice of thy thunder they hastened away.
They go up by the valleys.
They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast found before them.
Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over.
That they turn not again to cover the earth.
He sendeth the springs into the valleys,
which run among the hills.
They give drink to every beast of the field.
The wild asses quench their thirst.
By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation,
which sing among the branches.
He watereth the hills from his chambers.
The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works.
He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle,
and herb for the service of man.
That he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man.
And oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth the man's heart.
The trees of the Lord are full of sap.
The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted.
Where the birds make their nests.
As wood sort, the fir trees are her house.
The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats.
And the rocks for the clouds.
He appointed the moon for seasons.
The sun knoweth his going down.
Thou makest darkness, and it is night.
Wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth.
The young lions roar after their prey.
And seek their meat from God.
The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together.
And lay them down in their beds.
Man goeth forth into his work and to his labor.
Until the evening.
O Lord, how manifold are thy works.
In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches.
So is this great and wide sea.
Wherein all things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts.
There go the ships. That is that there is that Leviathan.
Whom thou hast made to play therein.
These wait all upon thee.
That thou mayest give them their meat in due season.
that thou givest them they get that thou givest them they gather.
Thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good.
Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled.
Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created.
And thou renewest the face of the earth.
The glory of the Lord shall endure forever.
The Lord shall rejoice in his works.
He looketh on the earth and it trembleth.
He touches the hills and they smoke.
I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praise to my God while I have my being.
My meditation of him shall be sweet.
I will be glad in the Lord.
Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth and let the wicked be no more.
Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Old Testament, our first lesson today is found in the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy, the 8th through the 17th verse. Therefore thou shalt keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to you to give your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Here ends our first lesson. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to thee,
our second lesson is found in the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verses 6 through 11. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one of you give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Here ends our second lesson. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to thee, O Lord.
Our sermon text today is found in the 12th chapter of Luke, the 15th through the 21st verse. And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Here ends our text. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in Jesus Christ, how good it is that we are able to continue to come together as a Christian congregation and freely follow our conscience as we worship our God by gratefully receiving from Him His goodness in Jesus Christ and returning thanks unto Him for all the wonderful gifts that He continues to bestow upon us purely out of His fatherly goodness and mercy. Indeed, it must be His grace and mercy that moves His heart. For there is certainly no merit or worthiness in us that we would be so regarded by our God. Just being able to come here freely, week after week, whether here in this building or in our homes or in a rented room, is a luxury that many Christians in this world do not have. In many places in the world where Christians come together to hear God's word and receive His sacraments, they must come in secret, risking their freedom, their property, or even their lives. Gratitude, therefore, for this gift is rare in our nation, because above this blessing, and above all other countries, our nation has devoted itself to obtaining the luxuries and pleasures of this life. Therefore, they little value the spiritual blessings which God has provided for them. And when they acquire the things of this life, they seldom enjoy them, but are never content with what they have, and they only want the next thing on the list. The pursuit of earthly treasure has so obscured the freedom that we have to worship God that we hardly think of the greater treasure of religious liberty. In many ways, the people of our nation are more foolish even than the man in the parable which Jesus tells, because that man, at least for a while, seemed to be content with what he had. However, like the man in our parable, the people of our nation, and we are no exceptions, are almost blinded by the dazzle of wealth, so that they can see nothing in life but the things which they possess. In our land, even the poorest among us live lives of comparative comfort and luxury. Yes, I know that most of the middle class and the poor of our country do not think that they live in luxury, but most, in fact, do. God has blessed them with more than adequate shelter and food and clothing. Even the poor enjoy an almost endless variety of entertainments to boot, such as televisions and movies and games of every sort. They may have little money, and they may indeed have to work hard to earn what they get, but get it, they do. And so while none of us will probably be in the position of the rich man in the parable, where we can look upon our accumulative wealth and tell ourselves, now I can just kick back and rest and enjoy myself for years to come, we are often just as blind as the rich man, for when we do have such wealth as we do have, we're always seeking to acquire more of it. But what will the end of our wealth be? Even if we did what no rich man ever seems capable of doing, acquire enough until we do not want more, we will surely have nothing in the end, because we truly cannot take one penny with us to the graves. As much as we might envy the rich and desire to have similar wealth, we quickly forget that in death every single person is made equal, for they are stripped of all that they had in life. The man appears before God on that day with nothing but his soul. For a short time we enjoy our earthly possessions. Psalm 90 verse 10 says, "The days of our life are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet their boast is only sorrow and labor, for it is soon cut off and we fly away." Then what do we have? There are many different kinds of wealth in this world. Not all of them are measured in dollars or acres of land. Power and influence are their own kind of currency. So also there's knowledge of the world and wisdom in dealing with men. These things are highly valued in life. Even good works are a kind of currency in this life. Because despite their sinful nature, many people are wise enough to know that the good that they do to others often comes back to them. And yet, in the end, God is not impressed with what wealth we acquire in life. Whether we measure that wealth in coin, or power, knowledge, or wisdom, or good works. Because none of these things are with us when we die. We have them all. He gave them all to us in the first place. And even when we learn much concerning the nature of this world, or grow wise in our dealings with men, or gain many friends, such wisdom and knowledge and friendship has no value to God. Where are the riches in His esteem? And yet God still gives us the strength and resources to acquire all the things that we need, even when we're blinded by the riches of the world. He gives far more than we need, blessing us with many luxuries, and we usually show our ingratitude only by desiring more and seldom thanking Him for what He has given us. But ingratitude is really measured by the greatness of the gift. And the greatest ingratitude that our God experiences is not found in our failure to remember all of these many earthly blessings which He's given us. No, there is a much greater gift that God has also granted every man. The gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, whom He sent to be the Redeemer of all men. God does indeed want us to appear before Him in the life to come with great riches. He does not want us to appear before Him with nothing and desolate. We cannot bring our money, our friends, or our influence with us when we die. And even such knowledge that we acquire, we may bring with us, but this will not impress God. What then? Some people think that the riches which we can bring into eternal life are the good works which we do here in life. And there is some truth to that. Our works do follow us into heaven, as we hear in Revelation 14:13, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them." But what works will we bring with us when God has already declared in no uncertain terms that there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have altogether become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one. If we have good works to show our God, then surely we could show them. But as He is made plain by ourselves, we have none. And therefore we have nothing to show. And yet there is a riches that we can acquire. Or else our Lord Jesus would not direct us to be rich toward God. Those riches cannot be found in our wealth or our works, but in Jesus alone. For Jesus has redeemed all men by taking away the sins of the world. In Jesus, the Father would like to give all men a greater treasure than anything that they might acquire in this life. And unlike all the wealth that a man might store in a bank account or gather into barns, the riches which are in Jesus Christ do follow us into death. Here is a treasure that does not cease to be with us when we die. By His death and resurrection, He has shown to be Himself to be the Lord even over death. And therefore we can be certain that He is our Savior and Lord, not just in this life, but for all eternity. This is the true riches which Jesus speaks of in the last verse. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. All riches that a man can possibly possess come from God alone. And most especially is this true of the riches of Jesus Christ. For when we have Jesus, we have Him by faith alone. We receive the forgiveness of sins not because of what we have done, but because we have believed His promise. We have eternal life not because we bought it, but because He has adopted us as His children and reserved for us an inheritance in heaven. We can lose all that we have in life, and we have lost nothing. From when we die, we will not have any of those things anyway.
But when we have Jesus, we have a treasure which never leaves or forsakes us. He daily and richly forgives our sins. And then He fills us with His Holy Spirit. He works new life in us and cleanses our conscience and our works, so that before we could do nothing that pleased God. But now, by the merit of Jesus, God delights in the good that we do. He is a Father who delights when His children do well. He cherishes the good works which we do here. And He does that because we do not do them out of a sense of reward or merit, but we do them freely and out of love. And He loves such works that His children do. These are the riches which we have toward God. They are greater than any other wealth we might acquire in this life, and they are even easier to acquire. More than any other blessing that we have, which we must work to acquire in this life, God gives us the blessings of Christ Jesus freely and without measure. All we need to do is receive them. May we therefore grab hold of this treasure and cherish it above every earthly possession. May we, until the end of our days, give God our heartfelt thanksgiving for every blessing of body and soul which He so richly provides us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the Te Deum.
We praise Thee, O God, we acknowledge Thee to be the Lord. All the earth doth worship Thee, the Father everlasting. To Thee all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To Thee cherubim and seraphim continually cry. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of the majesty of Thy glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise Thee. The goodly fellowship of the brothers praise Thee. The noble army of martyrs praise Thee. The holy church throughout all the world doth acknowledge Thee. The Father of an infinite majesty, Thine adorable, true, and only Son. Also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou art the everlasting Son of the Father. When Thou tookest upon Thee to deliver men, Thou didst humble Thyself to be born of a virgin. When Thou hadst overcome the sharpness of sin, Thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that Thou shalt come to be our judge. We therefore pray Thee, help Thy servants, whom Thou hast redeemed with Thy precious blood. Make them to be numbered with Thy saints in glory everlasting. O Lord, save Thy people and bless Thine heritage. Govern them and lift them up forever. Day by day we magnify Thee, and we worship Thy name ever worldwide.
without end.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy be upon us as our trust is in thee. O Lord, in thee have I trusted, let me never be confounded.
Almighty God, most merciful Father, who openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing, we give thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast crowned the fields with thy blessing and hast permitted us once more to gather in the fruits of the earth. And we beseech thee to bless and protect the living seed of thy word sown in our hearts, that in the plenteous fruit of righteousness we might always present to thee an acceptable thank offering through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lord,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.